With your Pendleton Heights daily announcements, I'm Chloe Ertis.
And I'm Gracie Wolf.
From the athletic department, the girls' swimming and diving team won on the road last night against New Palestine 129-52. The following girls had individual first place finishes: Mallory Gentry, Ellie Ray, Sophie Castor, Maddie Heineman, Grace McKinney, Ella Rector, and Ella Dixon. The following girls were a member of a relay with a first place finish: Ella Rector, Ellie Ray, Kennedy Safford, Ella Dixon, Jay Malink, Mallory Gentry, Sophie Castor, and Grace McKinney.
Despite a strong effort, the boys' swimming and diving team narrowly lost on the road last night against New Palestine, 86-93. The following boys had individual first-place finishes: Ian Christian, Asher Groby, Jacob Simpson, and Evan McKinney. The following boys were a member of a relay with a first-place finish: Jacob Simpson, Mark Nielsen, Ian Christian, and Cayman Kraft. The teams head to conference later this week. Get updated sports schedules at PHHS Athletics on Twitter or go to gophsathletics.com.
From the guidance department, attention gentlemen, don't forget when you turn 18, the law states that you must register with Selective Service within 30 days. It's your civic responsibility and keeps you eligible for student loans, job training, government jobs, and driver's licenses. For more information about how to register, see the news bulletin page in your class of 2022 Canvas page.
Now here's the latest from around our campus and the community. If you're returning early from a quarantine, a mask is required to be worn at all times. The mask must be worn until your original return date. You are also to remain 6 feet from others when unmasked, such as at lunch. If you are unsure, please speak to someone in the clinic. Masks are available in the clinic.
Please remember that the elevator keys are to be returned in daily. If you have a key, please take it to the clinic prior to break.
The daily announcements are available on demand at 917weem.org.
That concludes the Pendleton Heights daily announcements.